Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Errol. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Ready to Love, Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yes, and if you haven't already, after this, do us a favor and go check out our interview with LaRon and some of the guys, because a lot of the guys jumped in. You can get to see who the crew is, actually, you know, from Ready to Love.
And it was a great interview, and LaRon was spilling some tea, some about the cast, but also about the process, because I think us as viewers, we're only seeing what's edited, but he actually explained a whole lot, which helps it make more sense. But really good group. I think it was with Jonathan, Chaz, Lamar, even. Yeah, popped in. So check it out.
And, you know, the thing about it was, I think even when someone's like, oh, he's spilling some behind-the-scenes tea. Yes, he did. But then he also kind of gave us a preview of what was going to happen this week. And that's exactly what happened. So let's get to it, man, because this week it's the men's lounge. The guys, it's only six guys left. And since they evened it out, it's now six guys, six women left. And Tommy says, hey, fellas, it's time to introduce your connections to your friends.
Yeah, this one part's always fun for me when they do this because you get a chance to see these people's partners and what it looks like. But I'm sorry, not partners, the friends, and see what their friend crew is like. LaRon said seeing Will leave was a relief. And apparently, and this is probably why Will didn't join in on the interview, because I don't think he's welcome in that circle. And then he said Alexis was in the group chat and sending screenshots to Will. And I just still don't believe it, because I believe the Alexis I know wouldn't do something like that.
Well, we know you don't believe anything negative when it comes to Alexis. So, you know, you're going to give her the benefit of the doubt or the benefit of the benefit of the doubt.
Right. There's two sides to every story. I haven't heard hers.
Hey, what's funny is Kay Calloway's like, connections? What connections? Well, you know, the connections they're having that we're apparently not seeing on. Well, no, we've seen some of these. You can see some of these when they're together. We can see that some of them have this thing going on, right? Like, well, maybe not so much on this one, because the first one up is William, right? Mm-hmm. And, well, although we did do it, the pajama jam, right?
We did. Well, yeah, we did. William, they had Maya. A little vibe. Yeah. They had a little vibe at the pajama jam.
And so he decides to introduce Maya to his friends, Troy and Rashandra.
Yeah. Is it Rashandra or Rashonda?
Rashandra. There's an R at the end.
My fault. I missed that.
R at the end. Yes. You gotta read all the letters.
I don't have my glasses on when I'm watching the show. It's mainly when I'm doing this and I have my notes up. So when I watch TV at home, I don't have these on. My bad. Sorry.
Well, see, when I'm watching TV, in order for me to see it, I have my glasses on. And when we're doing this, because the screen is this close, I take them off.
So Troy and Rashandra, you know, meet Maya. And Rashandra asks how Maya feels about William being a comedian. And she was like, yeah, great. I would totally support him, which I thought was a great answer. Then Maya says I think Rashandra asked how she feel about him, the traveling because of him being in the reserves and also doing gigs. And she says she hasn't been in a long distance relationship and didn't realize with William being in the reserves and traveling that this would be something she'd have to consider. So maybe Maya now has to think about that.
Well, I thought this was interesting in the fact that that means he didn't tell her that part, because she seemed surprised by the fact that he's in the reserves and that he would still be traveling. So it's like, I mean, I don't know what she thought he'd do with comedy, like he wouldn't travel, but I mean, I think that was a surprise to her. And you see the look on her face, like, wait a minute, what?
But well, I think she was just processing, because if he's in the reserves, yes, he's going to travel some out the year. Like, that's a given. And he's been vocal about being in reserves ever since he came in. So maybe she just might not have thought about, not because the reserve thing is not like every week. But he could be traveling anywhere to go do gigs. You're working late nights. You're out in them streets at night. some things you might have to consider about William. I mean, I don't think William's just pulling all this tail while he's out on the streets. I mean, he's a good guy, but I just don't think his game is that. I don't think his game is that strong. Wherever he comedy club he goes, he's bringing two or three back to the hotel. I just don't.
Know what they say.
I don't think he's that type of person.
Make a woman laugh.
He's already got three kids by two different people. I don't think he wants any slip-ups. So I think he's walking the straight and narrow when he's out in the streets and being a gentleman.
Well, Maya also talks about the fact that she has no kids, but wants at least two, which now when she says that, Roshandra's even more skeptical. She's a little more skeptical about that. Like, wait, hold up.
So you'd have a family of seven? And she's looking, Roshandra's looking at William like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot.
Because even after when Maya leaves, and she kind of brings that back up again, so she was dead serious about that. She liked the chemistry that they had, that William and Maya had, but Roshandra just wasn't feeling that whole adding two more kids. So, all right, so what do you want then? I mean, him to just marry somebody who doesn't have any kids and doesn't want any kids? Because it's not the woman's fault that this man decided to have three kids with two different wives and divorce everybody.
Well, but I think you got to be smart about it, because he makes the comment that my mom was the oldest of 14. Mm-hmm. That's a different era where you could have probably 14 kids and be able to make it work.
True.
In 2024, that's really expensive. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to be able to manage that? And you're on the road as a comedian, which means Maya's going to be stuck being stepmom to three kids and then raising two. I mean, it's just a lot to think about. You know, you just can't easily have a large family in 2024.
Hell, you talking about 14 is expensive in 2024. One's expensive in 2024.
Exactly.
Hey, next up was Chaz. And Chaz enlisted his friends at his mini mansion. He brought over Ben and Ruben. Did he just have two of the same people there? Ben and Ruben. So, how do you have more variety in your friends there, Chaz?
It's my friend Ben. This is my friend Ruben. This is my friend Benjamin. This is my friend Rudy. But it's easier to keep up with. I think it's a smart move. Easier to keep up with. So Chaz has Ben and Ruben meet Alexis and Vanessa. Mm-hmm. And you know, Ruben asks if there's anything that sticks out about Chaz that the ladies aren't sure about. And Alexis says, well, they have a 15-year age gap. And
she was quick to put that up.
Yeah, I was like, she's quick. But I love Chaz's little comeback to that. He's like, well, I don't look my age and I have a strong back. I was like, get him. I mean, I'm 2 years older than Chaz, but I don't look like that. So,
to which her reply would be, but what about in 5 years?
There you go.
That's the thing you have to think about in these age gaps, because at this point, it's cool. But and I remember a friend of mine who was dating an older man, she said it was one of the things that was told to her. Her family was like, okay, he's an old man now, but he's going to be an old man in 5, 10, 15 years. Are you ready for that?
Well, because what? Women hit their sexual peak late 30s, early 40s. By then, Chaz will be what? 55, 56. He might still be able to keep up at that age. If he keeps staying in the gym, working out, he might be fine, you think?
Yeah, sure. When Vanessa shows up, it is clear to me, and you tell me if you saw this too, it is clear to me who Chaz is really connected with, because the hug he gave her was like, they already go together.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a special type of chemistry and connection, and they can relate to each other. I mean, you look at the age gap and all that. The only difference is she has two kids and Chaz doesn't have any. But you could see that they have a good spark going on. So I like that. I think Ben asks, how are they, how's Chaz outside the process? What are the ladies like outside the process? And Vanessa said that she's a peaceful person. Mm-hmm. And she likes to keep it that way, which I think she's really shown that throughout a lot of the season. She doesn't like any of the drama and whatever. Mm-hmm. She likes peace. But then Alexis said, what you see is what you get. I'm a big personality. I'm not going to start any drama and I will not shy away from it. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be somebody's doormat. I'm like, what happened to Alexis? Mm-hmm. That she has said this multiple times throughout this show.
Yeah, indeed. She definitely, that was the first time, and she said it a couple more. But here's an interesting thing. I don't think you or I noticed this, but Danny says Vanessa pulled into the driveway, right? And mm-hmm. then Pink Butterfly follows that up, says Vanessa pulled into, parked in the driveway. She's comfortable with him. So is that what that means? You park in the driveway? You is that a thing?
I have anybody that comes to my house park in the driveway. I don't care. You know, friends, whatever.
The like, cleaning no way people. That cool. You park across
park in the
street.
Driveway. Yeah, like I just, I would think if you have a house in the driveway, it's okay to park in it. So.
Well, I think what they're saying is Alexis pulled up and parked on the street.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. Like, I would park in someone's driveway if I'm going to their house. You invite me over, I'm going to park in the driveway if you have an empty spot in the driveway. If you don't, then I would park on the street. So why is she parked on the side of the street? Don't know.
Bodine says that means she's been there. Well, we know that. We've seen her there.
She has been there before. So this is not her now, first trip to the Chaz's mansion.
Now, had she opened the garage? Would the garage door open? Click, click, click.
Is she walk in hitting the code on the door? Boop, 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 boop. Hey, I'm here. Yeah, that's totally different.
Honey, I'm that's, home.
That's different. If she has the code or the garage opener, yeah, she's really been there before. But I just think you normally, adults, I think we just would park in the driveway of someone's house if you're going to their house. I think that's just what you do.
It's, look. Apparently, we're reading this completely different because Danny M is saying, yeah, Alexis stayed on the street. This one went. Now, here's what Tara G says. Some people have a thing with people parking in their driveways. They don't like it. Well, Terrell's not one of those people.
Then why have a driveway? What for? If you park your cars in the garage, you got two empty spaces in your two-car garage driveway, but you don't want people to park on it?
To be fair, there are a lot of people that have garages and park their cars in the driveway. Because the garage is their storage. Like, I'm sorry. If I pay for a garage and my house has a garage, we're parking in the garage. There's, especially in the Midwest, you don't have a house and not park in the garage. Down south, you don't have a... No. You want your car to be nice, cool temperature when you get into it, whether it's hot or cold outside. When it's dusty, Texas, when it starts, the breeze blows, so comes the sand. I don't want all that on my car.
Yeah, and what you got to be prepared for is in Texas, we get those once or twice a year random hailstorms. And you see all those dents in the car? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's in the garage. Every hailstorm we've had, I'm just looking out the window going, man, that must suck for you to have your car out there. That's going to be a lot of money to fix. Mm.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Nick Pick has something here. It says, I always feel funny parking in the driveway unless I know them well. But here's the thing. And I'm not gonna say y'all are wrong because this is something this is new to me though, but I do kind of see how this can play into it because Vanessa is very comfortable with Chaz and we saw this very early on, right?
She is, and every right to be. I think they their first date, if you remember back to when that was, they've always had a connection. So maybe she feels more comfortable parking the driveway. If any of y'all invite me to y'all's house, I'm parking in the driveway. Unless you tell me, do not park in the driveway. I'm going to feel like, oh, this is you right here? Boom.
So what'd you think, as comfortable as they're feeling, what'd you think about when... Sorry, you're poor. You were so wrong for that. That's I tried to ignore that. Thank you, Jessica.
I couldn't ignore that. Brought it all I couldn't ignore that. Jessica, that was hilarious. I couldn't ignore that. That was funny.
I tried to ignore him, Jessica. I don't know why you... Oh, you just threw gas on that fire. What'd you think when Vanessa, as comfortable as she is, right, she revealed that she was married before and that she's not really in a rush to get married again?
I liked it because I rewound that like two times because I just need to process it for a bit. And it's not that what I took out of that conversation, it's not that she's not in a rush to get married. She wants to make sure when I get married that we are focused on the relationship. That sometimes when you get married and you have kids, you're focused on the kids and all these other things, but the relationship and the connection isn't there. She wants to focus on that. So I respect that. I think that makes sense.
Okay. And Alexis, when she's with him, she's like, she knows she and Chaz have physical chemistry, right? but she also recognizes the connection that Vanessa and Chaz have. I mean, you can't miss it. You can't miss it when these two are around each other. And at least, at least she was like, yeah, it's, I know he likes how I look, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss it. I think they have a really good connection. But Alexis wouldn't stand a chance with that. I mean, I think when you look at the caliber of Vanessa and Alexis, even though Alexis is my favorite, Vanessa is a little bit more experienced, I think more mature. She wants some different things than maybe what a young Alexis would want. And for Chaz and that 15-year age gap, that would be a problem.
I just want to point out, so Vanessa's jumped in the chat and says, they filmed our drive-ups and walk-ups. The camera crew told me where to drive from and where to park. So see, y'all were all wrong, and we I just want to point that out. Y'all were all wrong. It's not because she was comfortable. It's because production said, you park here because we know some women are going to believe that it's because you're comfortable.
But I would ask this, Vanessa, if you go to anyone else's house, do you park in the driveway or do you park on the street? I think as adults, we would just park in the driveway at someone's house. Am I wrong on that? If you're still on, chime in. Let me know if you would park in the driveway, because that's where people should park. That's what it's for.
Indeed. She said, look, just wanted to explain. And Vanessa, if you want to get in, we can bring you on to tell your piece on it as well, too. Okay? So just say the word. We got you. Now, here's the thing about this, too. Chaz tells his boys he's not ready to wait another year. Not ready to wait another 2 years to get married. Because at first they're like, hey, here's what we see. Vanessa's the one for you. And the minute he says he's not ready to wait this long, because they all said this is the one thing that kind of worried them, right? And he's like, Well, maybe Alexis is your choice then. You agree with them?
I don't know, because I don't think that I didn't take from that conversation that Vanessa was going to like take forever to get married if she chose Chaz and he chose her. I just think Chaz is just saying where he's at in his life. He's ready for the real deal, as they say, ready for love, right? Or ready to love. He's ready for the real deal. Now, could he get the real deal from Alexis? I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. But I don't see anything wrong with that comment that he made. But I don't really know what Alexis' lifestyle is like outside of what we see on the show. And maybe if Chaz is like, I'm not really want to hang out in the streets. That would be my concern if I dated someone 15 years younger. That, we're going to happy hour. It's Thursday. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to go to happy hour. I got drinks at the house.
And the price is a little bit better.
Yeah, it's free at the house. I'm good.
Before we move on to the next day, you asked the question, and she did answer, said, I would ask.
Well, I guess I'm the only asshole that just parks in people's driveways without asking anybody. Apparently so.
Apparently you are. Now I'm going to say, if the driveway is free, I'll pull up in there. Unless it's too deep, because I'm not parking up and have somebody park behind me. I'm not getting blocked in. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, can't leave. Yeah, now you got to stay an extra hour or two to wait for someone else. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Nah, bro. Look, I'm the person, if my neighbor has people over and they park in front of my driveway, I purposely get in my car and come out and blow the horn just to leave for no reason. Just so I can get them out of the way. I don't want to be blocked in. When I need to leave, I need to leave. So. All right, next up, Alonzo. He's got his friend India meeting Patrice and Rashina.
Yeah, so I was curious to see how this was going to go. Because I was always curious, like, why'd you bring both of them to the same date? I get it. I mean, you're on a time crunch, but still. So India asked Patrice, India asked how Patrice feels about Alonzo. She thinks he's amazing and understands his sense of humor. And then Rashina asked if Alonzo is ever serious. Because that's what she's been wanting to see from Alonzo. And so India says, well, he keeps his serious side hidden. So I thought they had a good little interaction. And then India asked Patrice if she has kids, and she says she has 3. Would you be open to having more? And she said, yes. I was just like, Because I hadn't heard her say that she'd be open to having more kids.
Yeah, she said that from the get-go. Yeah, she said that from the get-go.
I don't remember.
Like, look,
maybe I missed it.
Remember, she likes the younger guy. So she's like, hey, I know I'm going to have some more, and it's fine. And she, but she said that. For, I know that sounded bad. But she's.
Yeah.
She's. I know. I'm sorry. Well, Rashida said she was married before, has two kids. Now, here's the difference. Because she's like, I really don't want more kids. But for the right man, now, I need to know if you're going to drag her like you did on Married at First Sight with Becca when she said, I'm open to it, don't really want to, but if, are you going to have that same energy for Rashida here?
Yes, I will. Thank you for asking. I was hoping you were going to tee that up for me. I think if someone tells you, I really don't want more kids, they don't want more kids. Because here's how this could play out. For the right man, well, then how long is it going to take before you're ready with the right man? And then you got to look at your age and all the different things and the risk that can come into that. If someone says they don't want kids, they probably don't want kids. Now, if there's an oops, we accidentally had a kid, wasn't playing, that could happen. Mm. But I would just tell if I meet a girl and I'm asking, well, do you want children? I already have two. I really don't want any more. Okay. Now I know. I wouldn't like think, well, what if you really liked me though? Like, what if you really like me? Have you had my salmon? I'm really good. You sure you don't want to have another kid? No.
Here's the thing. If a woman is telling you, if I meet the right person, that means it's not you.
You ain't it.
Plain and simple. That means if I meet somebody other than you.
If I meet the right person, anyone else around here. I'm looking for a little something different to make that decision. Yeah, who knows? But yes, I still will say she doesn't want more kids, and hopefully Alonzo picks up on that.
Now, they start talking about Alonzo's more sensitive, romantic side, and Patrice pulls out that letter from the secret spot that women hide and keep things hidden at all times, and pulls out that letter, which makes Alonzo like, oh, I wanted to kiss her. Well, why didn't you?
Well, I mean, at least he asked, because the Alonzo we saw in the episodes 1 and 2, I'm like, that dude's going to pull a Lamar on somebody and just take a kiss. But she pulls out that note. I still don't understand with pockets and purses, why do women keep the stuff in there? I went to the grocery store today. This girl had her cell phone hanging out from her bra. And I'm like, and she had pockets. Like, why are you doing that? I'm looking at him like, you got pockets and a jacket, and you still did this. I just don't understand.
It's easy access. But here's the thing: India said that she noticed, right? She learned more. She leans more towards Patrice because she seems happy to be around Alonzo. Now, this is consistent because Patrice has been saying this for a long time. How happy she is with him, how she likes him. We're still trying to figure out what the hell she sees, but I mean, okay, it works for her.
She likes him, right? She says she likes him young. I think Patrice has, I think she can match his energy. He has that young guy energy, but I think she can keep up and match that. And I think Rashida saw that, and it's just like, you know, I really don't have a romantic connection here, so I'm good. She can have him.
By the way, I just want you to know, Betty says the note was close to Patrice's heart.
And?
And sweaty, according to Bodie.
I get it. I'm like, it's close to your heart, but still, I get it. But
we get back up with William on this next one, right? He's up, and he's having a hard time. Why do black people have such a hard time pronouncing charcuterie?
Sure. The stuff with the cheese and the meats. You know what I'm talking about.
He almost said charcuterie board. Like, what the hell is wrong, man?
That tells me he's not seen a lot of charcuterie boards if he can't really say it. It's like, I think that fits up in the same category when people pronounce the L in salmon. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing. He goes and invites, Alexis and Patrice to Troy and Rashonda's house. And Alexis shows up first. But then when Patrice shows up, she shows up bearing gifts.
Right. Because Patrice was raised right. This will be the only negative thing I'll say about Alexis. So outside of that, she's awesome. But I was all, we were all taught, you don't show up to someone's house empty handed. Mm-hmm. You bring something. Bottle of wine, flowers, you bring something. Just don't show up. And so I think Patrice did great about getting some flowers for the couple to their house. That's what you do.
No, specifically for the woman of the house, because that's a sign of respect is what she said. Not just for the couple.
True.
Specifically for the woman of the house.
Well, true. But also, when you go to someone's house, you don't show up empty-handed. You're coming to my house Saturday. You better not walk up in here with just an overnight bag and an appetite.
I'm sorry. It just went out. Damn, I can't hear.
How's my sound?
Damn, both ears went out. I can't believe this. I can't hear a damn thing. Jesus. Well, let's continue anyway, since I obviously can't hear you. Let's continue.
I'll text you.
I can't read either. I don't have my glasses. Well, Chandra asked about the drama, right? And Patrice is like, I'm not here for the drama. I'm not here for the women. I'm here to find love. I'm ready to love. While Alexis, your girl, she's Cam Newton. She's ready to go. All times.
That's what I like about Alexis. She's bad at it. Like, she doesn't care. So, again, she says, I'm not usually confrontational, but I don't shy away from it.
You notice that what she did, too, though. Once she noticed how everybody was starting to get a little comfortable with Patrice, she scooted right up underneath William real quick.
Mm-hmm. She did. And I mean, I don't think that Alexis probably have a good connection with William. And I'm sure that Rashawn and Troy are going to easily pick up on that. And mm-hmm. the whole confrontational thing, you know, I could see that probably being the thing that sticks out for her as well. Although for me, I don't mind. Like, Alexis be the type of woman, if there was a hair in my food, I'd be like, babe, look at this. She would handle it. I need to speak to the manager. What is this? In my man's plate. See, I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Babe, have my light work. Najee says, I like Alexis and her personality. See? So
Thank you.
You're probably the only person in the chat, Najee, because everybody in the chat has been killing Alexis for the last couple weeks. Killing her. Terrell has done his best to defend her, but, you know.
I'm her only fan. I think she has, like, one Instagram follower, and it's going to be me.
Yeah. When it came to talking about William's comedy career, Patrice gets into this whole, you know, let's go get money together kind of mode, which his friends really like. Troy and Rashandra really like that.
I like it, too, because to do that, I have a cousin that's a comedian, and so I get it's a hustle. I mean, you got to always be on your grind, and some of the things you're doing is going to be $200. Some things could be $2,000. But Patrice has that hustler grinding mindset. And so she's like, yeah, no, that's great. You get these gigs and you tell them to book me to drive you around. We both get paid.
We get to do it together. Yes.
That's a partner. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I can go pick you up when the club's over to make sure you ain't messing with these girls in these streets and bring your butt back to the house.
And then we get to sell my toy. You talk about it on stage. And it's another stream of revenue. Yeah.
You got merch? I got merch, too. Look at
this. When they get done and the women leave, Troy and Rashandra are talking to William, and they're going through all three women because he had three women. They both said Patrice is their top choice. And
right.
They were not feeling Alexis at all. They just kind of X'd her out almost immediately.
I don't know why, but whatever. I mean, it's their choice. I get it. They didn't think Alexis was the right person. Mm-hmm. But I think Patrice is solid. I mean, we've all been saying that Patrice is a great match for any of these guys. So I think they're smart.
You know Patrice is special. When the first time you saw her, you went, she is beautiful. And you even knew she had braids.
Yeah, she's beautiful. And her personality is amazing. You could take Patrice, I think you can take her anywhere, any event, boardroom to the bar. She's going to fit in with everybody and be cool as hell. And yes, she's gorgeous and has braids. And I think she's beautiful.
Would you make her take the braids out?
No.
I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
No. I mean,
I don't know how you feel. Dominique invited his wingman to meet Vanessa. What did you think of this whole meeting?
I was kind of surprised. I didn't know that Vanessa was a possible connection for Dominique. Maybe I just missed it, or maybe they didn't show a whole lot of that. So I was quite surprised. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike asked if she has any children. Of course, she said two. And asked if she was open to having more. And she said yes. Now, my mm-hmm. question was, well, how many more? Because Dom has been pretty consistent, 2 to 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? And that's a lot if you want to have that 2 to 10.
It was funny because it said depends on the hip, which of course comes off very Alonzo-ish and Lamar-ish immediately. But I like how he cleaned that up. And he here's the thing about this. He tells us how his guy is a great wingman, right? Yeah. And immediately he goes into action to make sure, okay, let's make sure this doesn't get awkward real quick. Yeah, because, you know, you got to chase after them. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Dom has always come across like a gentleman. So I don't think that he would have been. I don't think he meant that in a sexual or immature way. So I think that they picked up, and I think Vanessa would pick up on the fact that Dom wasn't that way. I think she's sharp enough that she would know like someone's running game. And Dom's a good dude. I like Dom. Mm-hmm.
You know, Dorica says I didn't see any real connections, but they have to keep the show going because. Here's the thing. Like you said, you didn't see it. I didn't see it either in the beginning because when Vanessa first showed up, she feels a connection with Dom based on his makeup, right? And just the makeup of the kind of guy that he is. Well, also, later on in that meeting, she's telling him, okay, well, look, my arms are wide open, but you need to apply more pressure. You got to be more creepy. That's probably the only time you're going to hear a woman tell you to be a little more creepy.
Yeah, because he's like, I've been scrolling through your IG posts, and I went back 2 or 3 years, and I thought about liking stuff, and then I thought how creepy I'm going to look. And she was like, yeah, I've been open to that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and like what you wanted to like. So I feel like that's telling Dom, hey, step it up. Mm-hmm. I'm interested. Step mm-hmm. it up. If she wasn't, she would have said, hey, well, I'm really glad you didn't like all those pictures, because that would have been a little weird. Yeah. So she's interested.
It's an interesting thing when you talk about liking all those pictures, especially going back, because people do that when they go through your IG, right? They'll just start liking a bunch of pictures. And the interesting thing to me was always when people would screenshot that the likes that somebody liked, you know, 10 pictures in a row and put it up. Oh, thanks for the love. I'm like, love? That's creepy. So I'm glad I'm not the only person that thought this, because everybody else was posting this on social for so long, like, oh, thanks for showing love. I'm like, they just went back about 2 years and liked everything, and we know it's a way to try to get the attention. So maybe he should at least liked a couple pictures, let her know, right?
But you already know her. Why not just send her a message? Don't you do that if you don't really know the person? You're just trying to let them know that you're interested. But if you have their phone number, text them, hey, I saw these pictures from 2003. You were hot, and you're still hot. Something. You got her number, text her.
Do something. Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Dom is not very forceful or very aggressive at all. Because even after she says that, he's like, well, you know, well, let me know, you know, blink or something. She's like, I'm blinking. Like ninja, did you not just hear what I said?
Here's a smoke signal. Here's a carrier pigeon. Here's those one of those owls from Game of Thrones. I'm giving you all the signals
It going. Says call me. How about that?
She got to reach in Patrice's bra. Hey, I need one of them notes. He's not getting them.
Give me one from the other side. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right, so. We just had the interview with him the other day, and our guy, LaRon, shows up, and he brings his friend King to meet Maya, who shows up first, and your favorite, Mika.
Yeah. And when I first saw King, I was like, what's LaRon doing on Club Shay Shay? Because he looks just like Shannon Sharp. That's a big dude. But at first, I was like, what's going on? So this is interesting because even in the interview, he said he doesn't really like dating people with children. Right. And so when I saw Mika, I'm like, well, why? If you don't really like dating women with children, why even go? And I don't know if the producers are like, look, you got to take two. Who do you want? We got reservations for four. You got to take two. Pick somebody.
Here's the thing I noticed. When Mika showed up, it felt like she was more interested in King. Or did I just read that wrong? When she came in, it just felt like she was... Her attention was more to King than anything. She already kind of set it up like, oh, she thinks Laurent's a jokester. He's fun, but, you know, he may party too much for her. But then she just seems to be pushing her energy right next to her first.
I didn't catch that she was pushing up on King. I just think that she just sat where the empty spot was because Maya showed up first. But I agree. I don't think that she went because she's really into Laurent. It was more like, hey, it's a Friday. I get a free meal and a couple drinks out of this. Yeah, I'll go. Why not?
Bodine has figured it out. He says he knows exactly why Laurent asked Mika out on that date. The badonkadonk.
But even still, it's like you're openly saying you don't want to date people with children.
Yeah.
Don't take someone out that has children, no matter how fine she is, because you're just wasting a mom, single mom's time.
It's interesting because we'll get to that in a little bit, in a little bit too, because Mika tells Laurent, when it comes down to the kids, it's the fact that he has no experience dating a woman with kids that worries her, because it's not that he just doesn't want a woman with kids. He doesn't date women with kids. So you're right.
Right.
Why now? And she's like, mine are a handful. At least one of them, the one that's still going to be in the house.
She said her son's a handful. He's like, that's right. He starts acting up. I'm just going to choke slam him. And I was like, I spit out my drink. I'm like, tell me you didn't say that. Tell me you didn't say that. But I mean, he said he was playing, but I mean, Mika has a valid point. You know, if you don't have experience dating with people with children, what are you going to do? I've always avoided dating people with small children because I don't have experience with babies and all that. If your kids are, you know, middle school, high school, okay, I can deal with that. But if you're still, you know, 2 or 3 years old, I'm like, can't do that.
Now, King says Laurent wants kids and asks Mika, so what do you think? And like Melissa said, Mika is standing on business with no more kids. But did you notice Laurent tried to make the excuse for her after that?
Yeah. I like how she said it, though, because she said, right now, looking at Laurent, the answer is no. And then she, we'll see if the right person comes along, but it's not here at this table.
Here's the interesting. She almost gave a very definitive no at the table. It's just like, but before she's like, well, for the right guy, right? But yeah, she was pretty standfast in hers. Now, Maya, on the other hand, is like, look, I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to have kids. Right. Laurent, you ready?
Yeah.
That's what she was like.
Makes more sense, right? Yes. They both want the same thing. So I think that's good. And Mika also has a good concern because she's like, if you're going to date someone with children, how do I know what type of parent you're going to be? Because you can't just be the fun parent. I need to know that you can actually, you know, be a disciplinarian, set boundaries, have some rules. And if you haven't really had experience with kids, you just can't walk in the door and be like, all right, new rules. It's Laurent's house. Don't touch my shades.
I'm just mad that Laurent didn't say, I hear all that, but where's the damn daddy?
That's what I want to
know. Where's the damn daddy?
He wouldn't do
that. That's his job, not mine. Well, I gotta take care of
him. It's a package deal. It is, no matter if the dad's involved or not, it's still a package deal. That's what it comes down to.
And Layla says, I don't believe Laurent is ready for kids. Probably not at this very moment, but you know,
he's not ready for someone else's kids. He'd probably be ready for his own.
Right.
Right. But I don't think he's ready to take on someone else's kids.
That's because you start with the starter kit. You know, the baby that comes out, that goes to sleep. You put them down. They're still there when you get back. That's the starter kit. not these grown-ass kids running around doing what they want to do and talking back. That's not how you want to start. You don't want to start with one of those.
have some badass little 16-year-old calling you by your first name. Hey, Laurent, go get me some chips out of the kitchen when you get a second.
You don't need them kind of problems. Exactly.
You ain't my daddy. Go get me some chips.
Before I call my daddy over here.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Well, Maya leaves, right? And Laurent's still trying to flirt with Mika, but she's really not taking him seriously, is she?
No, I mean, I think she feels like Laurent is there to have fun. And I think that she recognizes that there's nothing wrong with Laurent and the fact he doesn't want kids. He can be a fun person to hang out with, but maybe just not for what she's looking for right now because of her kid situation, which I think is fair.
Yeah. So when everybody leaves, King says Maya's the one. Like, and we all know this. We knew that before they even sat down, right?
Yep.
If you had to pick between these two women, it's got to be Maya, right?
But yeah.
Our boy Laurent, just being a little stubborn. I mean, I know what she said, but for the right guy, and by that guy, I'm talking about me, he was like, no.
I think that was the Casamigos talking. That was the tequila. It's like, come on, Laurent, why not?
It could
why,
be you.
Who, yeah, why not? You could pull this off. I'm with you. I got your back.
We get to the men's lounge, man.
Well, hold on. We forgot Justin.
Oh, we sure did forget Justin. How did I pass Justin? You are absolutely right.
You don't have your glasses on. That's right. Yeah,
that's exact. You know what? And also don't have a picture of Justin anyway. So Justin took out Mika and Rashina, right?
Right.
They're meeting his friend Kendrick at Kendrick's house.
Now, right there, I was like, help me understand. You're going to take two girls that you're really having this connection with over to someone else's house. What's wrong with your house or your place? Or do you have one? What's going on there? It just brings a whole lot of questions. Like, why would you? I would never be like, hey, Yanni, I got these two people I'm really dating. I want you to help vet them out. Your place is really nice. Do you mind? And do you mind like whipping up some things? I'm going to Venmo you, but can you like hook up some food? I thought that was weird.
Well, you know, the tip for tat on that was I'll get you on TV. So there's that.
Good point.
We learn a lot about Justin in this, though, because what does he say when he tells us about Kendrick? You know, Kendrick's going to have him see these two women, Rashina and Mika, and he will help determine whether they're ready for a relationship or ready to be friends with benefits.
Yeah, potential to be girlfriends or potential friends with benefits. I'm like, see?
Yeah.
We called it. We know what Justin's about. He's not ready to love. He's ready to practice being
a... Did you notice? He's already kind of set the tone as to who he wants. Because he made it a point to sit next to Mika and put his arm up to make sure it's there at all times. Keep you within that armpit reach.
Which I think is a bold move. Because if you have two people you're on a date with... The goal is not to show too much affection to one or the other.
Right.
You just don't have them both sitting there and you're just sitting there like this. Yeah, Maya, what do you think? Or Rashina, yeah, what do you think? Yeah, well, me and Mika go get a drink. You want anything? All right, we'll be back. No, you don't really do that.
You know what? Layla has an extremely good point right here. She says, suspect. Justin's good friend, Kendrick, asking if he eats fruit.
What suspect about that?
Because if they're such good friends, that's like me coming to your house, you're like, yo, Yanni, do you eat fruit?
I'm like, well, only reason why I know you don't eat fruits and vegetables because you're like a 5-year-old when it comes to trying vegetables and fruit. And you throw your little tantrum, you get on your soapbox about why you don't eat vegetables and fruit. I'm like, so I know. I've heard it since college. I get it. But I don't know what makes that suspect. To me, what's suspect is Justin said he wants kids. Why are you with Mika if she told you she doesn't want to have kids?
Right.
And he said, I'd be okay with that, but you're lying.
Yeah, but because he lied in the moment because that's what she said. And he's like, all right, let me keep putting this foot forwards. I don't want to X myself out immediately. Danny M says, poor Rashina was on the third wheel tour. You ain't never lied. Jesus. You ain't never lied. She sure was.
Or you could look at it a different way. Rashina got a lot of free food and drinks in a week. She didn't have to cook for like 3 days. I mean, she got two kids. She didn't have to cook for 3 days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's a win for her.
Now, oh, by the way, Bodhi says, hey, see my previous comment as to why. Why Justin's like, yeah, I'm fine with not having kids. He knows exactly why. Because,
yeah.
What do you say? Potential friends with benefits. That's all he's looking for. Let's be honest.
Right.
He's not there to look for a real connection. And Kendrick does notice, though, that Mika is more guarded, which now makes Justin a little confused because he really, really wanted Kendrick to say that Mika is it. That's what he really wanted him to say.
Yeah, he did. And what's funny to me is Mika said that she likes Justin because of the conversation they've had. He doesn't come across... doesn't come off super thirsty. I'm like, wait till you rewatch.
Wait till you see what he had to say.
Yeah, wait till you see the things he said when you weren't around. A little thirsty.
Well, if we get to the men's lounge, not forgetting anybody else, right?
Nope, got them all.
Okay, good. All right, so of course, everybody recaps what they did. We've already talked about that. But then Tommy asked them, all right, who are you not feeling? Which one of the connections are you not feeling? Mm-hmm. And Justin kicks it all off and says Vanessa.
Yeah, says she responds to the other guys more than she does to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a reason.
Yeah, you are Lamar 2.0.
Yeah. She's, what's that cologne you wearing? Is that F-Boy by Brute? What are you wearing? She knows.
Dominique said Patrice. He wasn't feeling Patrice. And then he threw in Mika because... she didn't want any more kids. And he said, I really want these kids.
Hold on. He said Patrice because she lives too far away, even though she owns a transportation company.
He's like, I can't ask her to drive here all the time.
I ain't going to spend up all my damn gas trying to go see her.
Hey, that man still drives a Hummer H2, apparently, because he said he gets 16 miles to the gallon.
But she owns a transportation company. She will come pick you up.
Yeah, for the first week. After that, she's not trying to do that. That will get old real quick. Real quick. Mm-hmm. William also said Mika, though. But we kind of knew that. And she pretty much told him, like, you know, stay over there.
Well, and he had a conversation with her. I think it was at the Pajama Jam that he just said, hey, like, I really a friend vibe. I don't feel a romantic connection. So I think they already had that realization.
Yeah.
So he didn't say anything negative about her. He just doesn't feel that romantic side.
But she also told him, stay your ass over there. You don't even need to come. Don't even think about it. Don't text me. Don't call me. Ain't nothing happening over here. Just basically what she told him.
Yeah. Honestly, being honest. Honest.
Yeah. Chad says Alexis, which kind of surprising, but from last episode to this one, we see the big change. And then Dom in the meantime is like, wait, hold up. But Alexis is a good connection for me.
Yeah. Well, Chad said Alexis because supposedly she brings the drama. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. I don't know for sure, but allegedly, Alexis brings the drama.
Now, LaRon said he had five. Tommy's like, hold on now. Brother, everybody else has already gotten a maximum of two, and that's all I'm going to give you is two. And so LaRon gave three.
Alexis, he said five times. Alexis,
he didn't go five
Alexis,
times.
Alexis, Alexis, and Alexis. I was expecting her to like just jump in like what's the Candyman. I was expecting her just to pop in the lounge like, what? But he said that she's a snake, allegedly, because her Will started the mess to get Koshia out. Mm-hmm. And so he was pretty passionate about that. We heard that in the interview, so I wasn't surprised that he said that about it.
DRT says, LaRon a little messy too. Well, that's what exactly William was saying, because William wasn't feeling LaRon's energy. He's like, oh man, I thought we'd get past this. Here's the interesting thing about this though. Alexis didn't want anything to do with William either.
No.
From early on, right?
Yeah, I mean, she might, you know, she'll holler at him. She has a pickup game and she wants a partner that can shoot. Mm-hmm. William be good, true. But romantically,
yeah.
No, she wasn't feeling William either.
Well, now Tommy sends them off. Go ahead, meet the ladies, tell them what they got to do. So Chaz is tasked to go out there and have a conversation with Mika, who is only but way too happy to see Chaz because he is definitely her type, apparently.
Oh, she was swooning over Chaz. She likes that light chocolate. So Chaz told her that, you know, your name came up for good reasons and maybe not so good reasons. Almost like Chaz is in HR. I was like, I like how you phrase that. Mm. Your name came up for good reasons and maybe some not so good reasons. And then he says the guys think that she has her walls up. And I like how Mika said this. She goes, "So I'm not letting my walls down for the guys I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?" And I was like, you know, you can't argue with that logic. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, basically, she's like, I'm willing to open up to the guys I have a connection with. Everybody else could go to hell.
Right. But that makes sense to me. I get it.
Yeah. I get it. And here's the thing, though. And she's there, and Chaz is there holding her hand at that meeting, like, you know, okay, let me comfort you real quick while we go through this trying time. And then he gives her a stare of execution. And you see them out, walking out holding hands. I'm like, this is brand new.
You know, well, maybe he just wanted to let her know. I like the buildup. You know, guys and I decided that you are still ready to love. I like how they do the buildup, and I get why they do it, but it's always because you're just like, but yeah, I mean, she's still cool. She's going to keep moving through the process. And when she was talking to the camera after that, she's like, I'm not changing anything I'm doing. I'm going to keep moving the same way I've been moving through this process. So thanks for the feedback. Not going to use it.
Hey, Brandy Yvonne has a question. Is Terrell the only one who still likes Alexis?
No, there was someone else in the chat that said they like Alexis too. So I'm not alone.
One other person. Well, somebody who still doesn't like Alexis, LaRon, ends up having to take Alexis out. And he is only but too happy. Here's the interesting thing, because she's like, we haven't spoken since the beginning, really. So this is either him. Nah, this is just a setup. It's not even this or that. She knew from the get-go this was a setup, right? And she gets straight to the point like, all right, so I hear you got a problem with me. What's up?
Yeah, I want LaRon to message me on IG, because here's what I pictured happening. They had their discussion in the lounge, and Tommy's like, all right, who's going to take out Alexis? And LaRon was like, I got it. I got this one, Tommy. I'll tell her. Like, he's been waiting. Probably texting Koshia. Probably had Koshia on speakerphone. Just so she could hear it, too. I was like, he couldn't wait to tell her.
That's exactly what Michelle says. LaRon volunteered to tell Alexis. No, it's true, though, because he was ready to tell her. But here's the thing about Alexis in this moment, because even when he does tell her, she's not ready to love. And she's like, well, come on, get up. Give me some love. You know, seemed like you were nervous to tell me. Like she tried to you know, man up on him in that moment.
Well, Alexis did what only Alexis can do. She didn't shy away from the conflict, and she wasn't a doormat. Mm-hmm. So she handled it the way I'd expect her to handle it. Go on, girl. Find your peace. Find your happiness. And then also come on the show and tell us your side of the story. Because I just don't believe. I don't believe all these things I'm hearing. So I prayed about it. I don't believe. I don't think God listens to me. But I threw it out there. Maybe that helps.
It takes a special kind of woman to make you say I prayed about it.
Yeah, I prayed about it. Maybe the... Please, 6 pound, 8 ounce, baby Jesus.
Oh, man. Before we get out here, let's go back through some of these real quick. It's one of the things Jessica said here, which I thought was, we've talked about this a bunch of times. She says, it's always weird that people can get eliminated just because they don't entertain people they do not like. And that has been my problem with this show, the premise of the show from the get-go. Because it's ready to love, or is it really ready to flirt, ready to mingle, ready to date as many people as I can? It ain't ready to love, because if you found that person and you like that one person, why are you entertaining everybody else?
Yeah, you know, but I think LaRon said it, that most people there are really ready to love, but some people think it's a popular, you know, it wants to be in a popularity contest at first. And some of the people that got eliminated earlier definitely weren't popular. Think about April. You think about what's his name with the 35 tattoos and doesn't know what they mean. All those different folks, they weren't really popular with the group. So maybe there's some truth to it, but eh.
Exactly, Renee. RTF. That's what that should be the acronym for the show. And Jay says so. That's a huge problem. Now, Dorica's noticing, Terrell, that you're simping over Alexis. And Danny M says, oh, that prayer you just said, it stopped at the ceiling. Return to sender.
Probably did. Probably did. I think God was like, hey, new phone, who this?
Nick Pick had said this earlier. Said, Terrell, you seem to be enjoying the show this time around.
Because it's not 90 Day Fiancé. So, yes, I'm enjoying it. But here's what I'm really enjoying is... it's Fort Worth, so I can relate to just some of the things they're doing out there. There's some interesting characters that we've had on there, and we've got a chance to talk to a few of them, and we've seen some of them in the chat. So I'm like, you know, this is actually fun. The 90 Day Fiancé people don't, you know, talk to us on IG or offer up interviews, you know? So I'm like, I don't want to deal with them. But these folks are fun, and they're more real people. So I'm digging it so far.
Remember when you were talking about Patrice and the note in that hidden pocket? And you're like, why do women do that when they have pockets and they have purses? And Michelle says, someone could pick your pockets. Now, picking your breasts gets tricky.
I bet Lamar could do it. I bet Lamar could probably pull it off.
Well, at least he'll try. And by the way... Jay says, I like that Terrell is vested in the show. So I like the fact that you're doing that. Now, here's something that Bodine said earlier, too. So Vanessa was on the show throwing shade at Chaz because she thought he overreacted to Koshia getting eliminated.
What?
So I don't know the show, but apparently saying this is just kind of... Because remember how Chaz reacted once Koshia got eliminated, and he was just like, oh, yeah, no, I don't... he didn't want her gone. He didn't think it was, you know. And I think it was in a conversation he had. Was it with Alexis? It was a conversation with Alexis, yeah. Remember that?
Mm. Well, it says he was... Vanessa was on the show, so I'm assuming a different show. I just don't remember that conversation where...
Yeah, I don't think... It happened. Wasn't this one. It was probably on somebody's pod.
Mm. Well, it must have been before she had access to the driveway.
Well, probably because she's like, well, why do you even care that she's gone? You know what I mean? I'm assuming. Yeah. I'm just going to assume. Okay. How about this one? So Cordelia says, oh, my goodness. Do y'all have on the same shirt? Did y'all do that on purpose? No.
No. We don't have on the same shirt.
This is buttercloth.
It's what?
See? Buttercloth.
Yeah, so you know, I don't even know what that is. So, no.
You're like, what? Did you say Mrs. Butterworth?
I'm like, what is that? I'm not a Kappa, so I'm not all that into texture and fabrics. I just like to look clean and neat.
Hey, my wife bought this for me, man. They're amazing. These shirts are amazing. They feel great.
I'm glad that you feel great in your buttercloth.
they got jokes in the chat, twinsies. I didn't notice when he came on, he tried to look like me.
I didn't even know. You text me like, you ready to do this? I'm like, oh, let me change shirt because I had a work polo on, so I can't have my logo on there. So I just grabbed the first thing at the top of the drawer. Wound up being something similar. Not buttercloth, though. This is polyester.
Hey, so look, don't forget, we're going to be back. Let's see, it's Thursday for Married at First Sight. Well, let's see, are we going to do Friday? Ready to Love Friday?
What is going on this
week? We may have to do a Friday because we've got... Crawfish Boil. We're going to do... Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go live Wednesday night and Thursday night, and then we'll do Ready to Love on Sunday. Because we got the crawfish boil on Saturday. So that's the schedule for the week. Do us a favor. You're already here. Hit that like button. If you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications so you'll know when we go live on Wednesday. You'll know when we go live on Thursday. You'll know when we go live on Sunday. And you'll be there for all of it because we love having you in the chat. Because, of course, this isn't fun without you.
Yeah. Follow us on IG because we're going to be putting out some pictures and videos of the Crawfish Bowl fun that I'm going to have on Saturday. We can watch Yanni try to eat. You're only going to eat the shrimp because you don't eat crawfish, crab, or lobster.
Not sucking on no head, brother. That ain't happening.
Since when?
That was too bad of a setup.
I couldn't help it. That was an alley-oop. That was an alley-oop. You kind of lobbed it. I'm like, I got to dunk it.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.